Module 7, Lesson 3.2, Accompanied Settling Method.
This is an in-room method suitable for babies from about 4 to 5 months of age until about 7 to 8 months, and it works really well for parents who are not quite ready to transition their baby to their own room yet, but who still want to encourage more independent sleep. So how can you implement the accompanied settling method? After you've done your sleep ritual, place your baby awake in bed, say goodnight, and just sit quietly next to the bed while your baby has a chance to settle. Most likely, since your little one has been used to a different way of falling asleep until this point, such as being nursed or rocked to sleep, or having a pacifier, for example, they will begin to cry or grumble in bed. Here is where you implement the 2+2+1 rule. That means each time your baby begins to cry, you wait a couple of minutes, simply observing how they respond. If your baby is still crying after 1 to 2 minutes, try soothing them verbally or with touch by placing a gentle but firm hand on the baby's back or tummy, stroking the baby's head, or just making a shh noise. If after 2 minutes of comforting with your touch and your voice, your baby is still crying, then you can pick them up for 1 minute. Don't rock, jiggle, or walk around. Try to keep the pickup as quiet and calm as possible. Then, even if your little one does not calm down, put them down after 1 minute of holding. Holding too long here can often backfire and it actually increase the crying. Now you want to give your baby another 1 to 2 minutes, depending on the intensity of their cry, to try and settle on their own again before you interfere. And then you repeat this pattern of waiting and comforting until your baby has fallen asleep in bed. If your child begins to make pauses in their crying or shows signs that they are calming down, you can assess whether you actually need to step in at all or not. Generally, we would advise giving your little one more space here rather than always consistently interfering, which might actually keep them awake longer. That means that the waiting time between the pickups could actually be longer than 2 minutes, if your child isn't crying constantly, for example, or that a pickup might not even be necessary every single time. The aim with this method is to reduce the amount of soothing that you have to do and the number of pickups over a few days. This method requires patience and perseverance, especially at the beginning, and it only really works well if you can stay calm during the entire process and not begin to feel stressed yourself. Otherwise, your baby will sense your emotions and have an even harder time settling. Remember what we said about co-regulation in Module 5. Once your baby's asleep, you want to wait until your baby's in a deep sleep before you leave the room, as otherwise your baby may startle awake and you'll have to start from the very beginning again. This method might take a little longer for everything to fall into place, 1 to 3 weeks, for example, but you should start to notice some big improvements after only 3 to 5 days. If along the way you find that either touch, verbal reassurance, or the pickups are actually increasing the crying rather than soothing your baby, you may need to decrease the calming tool that is unhelpful for your child. For example, you might notice that your baby isn't really making a lot of progress after 3 to 5 days of consistently using the accompanied settling method, or that your baby just seems to get even more anxious and frustrated when they're picked up. In this case, you could just sit quietly next to the bed, using only voice and occasional touch, and decreasing the pickups altogether. If your baby, though, still finds your presence entirely too stimulating, switching to a different method, such as the intervaled soothing, may actually be more suitable. This method is going to be able to help your little one become more confident in self-settling in the bed, supported by your presence. Once you're ready to move your child out of your room, or you want to work your way out of their room, you can switch to a method such as the gradual retreat method or the intervaled soothing method.